Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillarys are sponsoring our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022.
Well, cattle are having difficulty finding support. The April live cattle contract fell through and closed below technical support from January 24th, closing the chart gap that remained since November 3rd of 2021. Again, chart gaps are generally closed at some point before the end of the contract. June has a gap about $3 lower. Other contracts are at or near technical support. The decline has been brutal, with April futures falling $10 over the past month. The fundamental outlook of tighter supplies is not change. The change has been in the demand sector. Boxed beef prices have fallen almost daily over the past month. Choice down $1.37, select down $3.55 yesterday. Packers stepped back from buying hogs as they had much of their needs covered yesterday. The National Direct Afternoon Report posted a decline of $3.85. Cutouts also fell, posting a loss of $3.01. This put some pressure on futures after initially trading higher. In what's becoming a broken record, winter wheat futures are locked limit higher overnight, with both Kansas City and Chicago trading up the 75-cent daily limit on the opening print. Minneapolis also sharply higher overnight, with May futures up the 60-cent daily limit, while deferred contracts are up 45 to 58 cents. Sharply higher trade in corn futures overnight, with all contracts up 12 to 18 cents on the back of strength in wheat, but around a dime off the highs of the session. Even when corn has exhibited weakness over the last 10 days, bids have surfaced shortly after, given the unrelenting buying taking place in wheat. There seems to be additional port and infrastructure damage being reported daily, raising fears that global corn and wheat markets could be without Ukrainian supplies for the rest of the year. Mixed trade overnight in the soy complex, with heavy selling in soybean oil, small losses in soybeans, and solid gains in meal. Soybean oil was the only ag contract to close lower yesterday. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, April live cattle down $1.75, $138.35. June down $1.35 at $135.15. March feeder cattle down $1.95, $156.35. April down $2.47, $160.52. April hogs down $1.10, $105.20. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the May up 75 cents, $12.25 and a quarter. July up 75 cents at $12.08. Chicago wheat May up 75 cents yesterday, $12.09. And July up 75 cents at $11.91 and a quarter. May corn up 11 and three quarters, $7.59 and a half. July up 12 cents, $7.15 and a half. May soybeans down 8 and a half, $16.59 and a quarter. July down 7 and a quarter cents at $16.25 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.